1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A stronger-than-expected September jobs report from the Labor Department, with broad-based hiring and wages rising higher than the rate of inflation, Wall Street responded with a rally. President Biden urging Israel against bombing Iran's oil facilities. Worries about that sent oil prices higher this week and could mean higher gasoline prices. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Ayatollah Khamenei speaking publicly for the first time in nearly 5 years, praising Iran's unprecedented missile attack on Israel, calling it the minimum punishment for Israel's crimes. With Israel vowing a painful retaliation against Iran, Israeli forces bombing Beirut.
Hurricane Helene severely damaged drinking water utilities in the south. More than 1.8 million are under a boil water advisory. The Supreme Court has left in place two Biden administration regulations aimed at reducing emissions of planet-warming methane and toxic mercury. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Lyle and Eric Menendez say they have new evidence showing they were defending themselves in 1989 killings of their parents. ABC's Terry Moran.
The Los Angeles District Attorney has announced that he will review their case after lawyers for the brothers came forward with new evidence that they say corroborates the brothers' claim that they were sexually abused by their father, the crucial issue in the case. The DA is also investigating the claims of a former singer in the boy band Menudo, who alleges that the brothers' father, the powerful record executive Jose Menendez, abused him too.
A heat wave across western states could deflate some thrills from the 52nd annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. The event fills skies over New Mexico with hot air balloons, a photographer's favorite, but it depends on cooler weather to get the balloons aloft initially. This year's fiesta could be the warmest on record, could mean shorter flying times for balloons and less weight in their baskets. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up. It's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willie Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again, you know.
It would be great. It would be special. I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high low 60s, currently 51 degrees.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. It's the end of the week here. It's the beginning of the end of the week. We got a lot to talk about. Why are red state citizens poorer, less educated, and sicker than blue state citizens? By the way, no guests today. It's just you and me. It's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind, more than willing to talk about. But these are the things that I want to get into in the program today. In the first hour, I just mentioned the red state. Also, this should be known far and wide. Election denier Tina Peters has been sentenced to 9 years. The judge called her a charlatan and a liar. Also, Liz Cheney joined the Kamala Harris on the campaign trail yesterday. Interesting story. Crazy alert, they can control the weather, claims Marjorie Taylor Greene. That'll be in the second hour of our program, saying that, did Democrats cause this hurricane? Really? Also, how's the economy doing? New economic numbers out this morning. I'll give you the short version, the Cliff Notes version. The economy is doing great. It's doing better than anybody was expecting, which is great news for the Biden-Harris administration and the Harris campaign. Also in the second hour of our program, third-party spoilers want to teach us a lesson. And that lesson is, we'll get to that. It's all about, I'll tell you about it when we get to the second hour. And it turns out there is somebody killing geese in Springfield, Ohio. It's just not Haitians. It's a white guy in his 50s with a shotgun on a golf course who's just trying to clear the golf course. Not exactly the lie that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have been spreading all around the country. In the third hour of our program, Donald Trump is lying in a way that could get people killed. Will right-wing media echo him? We'll talk about that. And are you enthusiastic about backstopping Microsoft with $1 billion of your tax dollars for nuclear power? Seriously. We'll get to that in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today. I published over at HartmanReport.com, and it's titled, Why Are Red State Citizens Poorer, Less Educated, and Sicker Than Blue State Citizens? I mean, this is kind of this enduring mystery in America. The media treats it like it's just it must be just a force of nature or a coincidence of geography that in red states, people are poor, they're sick. I mean, here's the numbers, right? The blue states account for 71% of America's gross domestic product. Red states only produce 29% of our income and wealth. The median family income in blue states is $74,000. In red states, it's $63,000. And if you look at individual states, the disparity is even more visible. In New Jersey, it's over $89,000. And in Mississippi, it's only $49,000. And that's a family income. That's typically two people working. Counties that voted for Biden in 2020 are more diverse, being 35% non-white compared to 16% non-white in counties that voted for Trump. That, is kind of a ancillary statistic. You know, it's kind of off to the side of what we're talking about economically here. But I think it does tell you why red counties are voting for Trump. It's the racism, stupid, right? Or at least a large part of it. Also, residents of blue states live 2.2 years longer on average than residents of red states. Residents of blue states live 2.2 years longer, if I said red. And counties that voted for Biden in 2020 are better educated, 36% of their population having some college, compared to Trump counties at 25%. Also, it's undeniably true and documented with a hot link on each one of these words in my article today at HartmanReport.com, if you want to share it with your friends. It's absolutely free. That Republican-controlled red states pretty much across the board have higher rates of, and here's the list, this is where red states beat blue states in every single one of these things. Spousal abuse, obesity, smoking, teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, abortion, bankruptcies, poverty, homicide, suicide, infant mortality, maternal mortality, forcible rape, robbery, aggravated assault, dropouts from high school, divorce, contaminated air and water, opiate addiction and deaths, unskilled workers, parasitic infections, income and wealth inequality, COVID deaths, unvaccinated people, federal subsidies, people on welfare, child poverty, homelessness, spousal murder, unemployment, deaths from auto accidents, people living on disability, and gun deaths. In every one of those categories, red states beat blue states. So again, the question, why? Why is it? Why is this? Is it just that Republicans, you know, hate people? Turns out, no, there's actually a very simple answer. The problem for the red states is that Republicans worship cheap labor because it drives up profits for the fat cats who own American business and also the Republican Party. And having a steady and reliable supply of cheap labor to maintain high profits requires widespread poverty, ignorance, death, and disease. It's that simple. That poverty, of course, brings a long list of problems with it. I just read you the list. But Republicans don't care about that. That's just the little people, right? The Republican fat cats, the Republican politicians, they're doing just fine. You know, it's not hard to become a millionaire if you're a Republican politician. There's a whole bunch of billionaires who will take you under your wing, under their wing. Just ask J.D. Vance. So what's going on here? If you have any doubts or this sounds like hyperbole, just consider the Republican policies. Republicans hate unions because unions raise wages and benefits for workers, shifting them out of poverty into the middle class, you know, which makes it more expensive for the businesses. Republicans hate Social Security and have worked to gut, privatize, or outright end it ever since FDR put it into law in 1935. They do this because elderly workers in poverty are a great source of reliable and compliant cheap labor. Republicans hate universal or inexpensive health care and real Medicare. They prefer the Medicare Advantage scam. Why? Because having massive medical debt provides a large pool of desperate workers willing to work crappy jobs for pathetic wages in order to pay it off. It's simple. 79 million Americans are struggling with medical debt in the United States, 7 million of them elderly, and most of them in red states. Republicans hate the minimum wage because it cuts into profits. That's why the minimum wage in blue states can be twice that of red states. Washington State, for example, the minimum wage is $17 an hour. In Texas, it's $7.25 an hour. Republicans hate empowered women because forced pregnancies create more potential workers and unwanted children exacerbate poverty, which is why for 50 years they've opposed the Equal Rights Amendment and why they're embracing abortion bans. Republicans promote hatred of racial, religious, and gender minorities because when Americans are at each other's throats, we're not organizing to throw off the GOP / corporate yoke. I mean, it's hard to remember that the billionaires have stolen fully $50 trillion in the last 43 years since Reagan's massive tax cut from the middle class. When you're constantly being distracted with hysteria about black Haitians and brown Mexicans and trans students who just want to use the damn bathroom. Republicans hate education because it's the main tool for people to lift themselves out of poverty and thus demand higher wages and better benefits. This is why Reagan ended free college. I mean, back in the day, you know, you could go to college for free or like I washed dishes at Bob's Big Boy. I pumped gas at the Esso station and I worked weekends as a DJ. And you could put yourself through college doing that back in the day. I did. I mean, not I never graduated, but I, you know, got a start. Republicans hate atheism and they embrace a neo-fascist form of Protestant Christianity and a bizarre right-wing version of Catholicism that goes by a Latin name because both are hierarchical and male-dominated, just like corporate culture. This is why the Confederacy was explicitly Christian. You know, don't worry about how much you're paid or bother organizing into a union. Just keep picking that cotton and you'll be rewarded in heaven when you die. Yeah. Republicans hate food stamps, housing supports, and aid to women and dependent children, and every other form of what they call welfare. Why? Because those programs slightly reduce the desperation of people who might otherwise be easily forced to work for a pittance. Republicans hate environmental protections because they cut into profits. I mean, who cares if a lack of environmental protections creates things like Cancer Alley, which hits children particularly hard, that runs through Louisiana and Texas. And Republicans hate unemployment insurance because it reduces the privation that people experience when they lose a job. That's why blue states offer always at least 26 weeks of benefits. But in red states, not so much. Florida, North Carolina, Kentucky, 12 weeks. Alabama, 14 weeks. Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, 16 weeks. So the next time somebody asks why people living in red states have it so rough, the answer is very simple. It's all because of the cheap labor Republicans. It's really that simple. It's 15 minutes past the hour, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with a little more of the news of the day. What's up with Tina Peters and Liz Cheney, and your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. I'm telling you, this stuff works. This Just Thrive Probiotic, it's amazing to me how well it works. JustThriveHealth.com. Use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off.
Keep the people struggling just to string them along. No unions to lift and no health care to save. Medical debt piling high like a wave. Cheap labor's the goal, that's the Republican way. And that's why red state folks can't see a brighter day. Why red state citizens poor, sicker, and lost? It's the GOP. Keeping them down at any cost. They don't want you rising, don't want you to see. It's all about profits and the corporate greed. The wealth stays high, but the wages fall. Why red state citizens struggling at all?
Yeah. Welcome back. Wow, a lot going on, hey, you know, in the world today. You are no hero. This is what the judge told Tina Peters. Tina Peters, of course, the infamous election denier in Colorado, Mesa County, Colorado. She helped a fellow hack into the voting machines in Colorado and cost the state $1 million in having to replace the machines. And she's been touring the country, you know, with Trump people, bragging about what she's been doing. She's got a podcast where she shows off her ankle bracelet and brags about it. She apparently thought she was just going to get probation, but a judge sentenced her to 9.5 years. Wow. She was convicted of 7 out of 10 charges. So hopefully this will cause a sudden sobering up of these MAGA election workers across the country who are thinking of doing what Tina Peters did and messing with our elections. So, you know, spread the word. Yesterday, Kamala Harris was joined by Liz Cheney on the campaign trail. That's a big deal. They started in Ripon, Wisconsin, if I'm pronouncing that right, R-I-P-O-N, which is apparently the city where the Republican Party was birthed. Now, I had always heard, having grown up in Michigan, that the Republican Party started in Jackson, Michigan. So I don't know what the story is. But anyhow, this is probably, you know, the vice president has it more right than my high school teacher, or my, excuse me, my second, third, or fourth grade history teacher did in Michigan. But anyhow, these are the top quotes from Liz Cheney yesterday when she was standing next to Kamala Harris. She said, "I was a Republican even before Donald Trump started spray tanning." She said, "I've never voted for a Democrat, but this year I'm proudly casting my vote for VP Kamala Harris." She said, "Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation. I asked you to stand in truth, to reject the depraved cruelty of Donald Trump." And then she went on to say, "I know that a President Harris will be able to unite this nation. I know she will be a president who will defend the rule of law, and I know she will be a president who can inspire all of our children, and if I might say so, especially our little girls." Isn't that sweet? Meanwhile, over on the other Republican side, Marjorie Taylor Greene is publishing maps of the hurricane damage superimposed on electoral maps showing red counties and blue counties, and showing that most of the counties that got wiped out by the hurricane are red counties. Now, you know, it's because red counties account for the largest physical part of America. Now, they account for the smallest population part of America. Keep in mind, red states only generate 29% of America's GDP. Part of that has to do with population. They have lower population. But there, you know, this was red counties. And then she says, yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. Well, yeah, I mean, we know how to seed clouds. But do you really think that Hurricane Helene was caused by Democrats intentionally targeting red counties? Like what, to take out their voting machines or something? I mean, this is just so weird. But it's so Marjorie Taylor. I mean, this is the woman who told us about the Jewish space lasers. I mean, she's just over the top. And what's so weird is that, she represents part of Georgia. I lived in Georgia for more than a decade. It's you know, not a terrible state. I mean, there are a lot of right-wing crazies there, I'll give you that. But I am convinced that if Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger had not, for the last 15 years, been purging probably an aggregate multiple millions of Georgians off the voting rolls, particularly in the big cities with large black populations and large Democratic voting populations, regardless of race, if they had not been purging all those voters, and if they had not started this program where anybody can kick anybody off the voting rolls, and if they had not signed into law this law where anybody can challenge voters, and they're doing it, you know, like 20, 30,000 people at a time, if that had not happened, I am convinced Georgia would be a blue state. I mean, look at the last statewide election. They elected two Democratic senators. So, you know, these Republican states are hanging on by their teeth. There are many of them. Georgia is certainly one of them. And here's Marjorie Taylor Greene going, "Oh, yeah, they're trying to kill us with the weather." No, the fossil fuel companies are trying to kill you with the weather, Margie.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A stronger-than-expected September jobs report from the Labor Department, with broad-based hiring and wages rising higher than the rate of inflation, Wall Street responded with a rally. President Biden urging Israel against bombing Iran's oil facilities. Worries about that sent oil prices higher this week and could mean higher gasoline prices. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Ayatollah Khamenei speaking publicly for the first time in nearly 5 years, praising Iran's unprecedented missile attack on Israel, calling it the minimum punishment for Israel's crimes. With Israel vowing a painful retaliation against Iran, Israeli forces bombing Beirut.
Hurricane Helene severely damaged drinking water utilities in the south. More than 1.8 million are under a boil water advisory. The Supreme Court has left in place two Biden administration regulations aimed at reducing emissions of planet-warming methane and toxic mercury. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no relief in sight from the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cusco reports.
Dry weather and the changing of seasons are increasing fire risks across Wisconsin. The DNR said that fire risks are higher due to dry and breezy conditions and a lack of precipitation, as well as drying vegetation as we head into the fall. The greatest fire risks are in northwestern Wisconsin, but with no precipitation expected in the near future, the fire danger will be increased to the south as well. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Help Wanted sign is out at the La Crosse Police Department. Chief Sean Cudron says there are 11 openings. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old with 60 hours of college credits or more. There's also a physical exam and mental health screening. La Crosse police make at least $73,000 with benefits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for a Super Mario Bros. Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high low 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Colorado. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Not Jerry in Colorado. I have a Colorado area code on my phone. I am in Jerry in Illinois, where you are soon to be.
Okay, well, let me fix that. So what's up, Peter?
Well, since it's anything goes, and since the intro to your show, you were talking about ADHD, I have your wonderful ADHD book. And I was a psychology major in college before I switched to computer science for financial reasons. But what I found out is just like ADHD has a survivability aspect to it, and it's a natural condition that's related to our environment of evolutionary adaptation, a lot of people don't pay attention to neuroticism. And when you say the word neurotic, you get the stereotype in your head. Who's a famous neurotic person? Well, Woody Allen pops into mind, right?
Larry David,
what are the tendencies? Oh, fussy, whiny, complaining. No, that's not it at all. Actually, there was a period, you know, in human evolution, like the Pleistocene era, where neurotic people, that was a survivability asset because they reacted to dangerous situations. And basically, the neurotic people were then selected for more reproduction because they were the ones that lived. So they had a heightened reactivity to, you know, these adverse stimuli, and they were selected because of that. Yeah. And then what happened is that evolution selected for higher levels of neuroticism until the negative effects of neuroticism outweighed its benefits, which ended up in selecting for a certain optimal level of neuroticism. And most people would say, no, there's no such thing as having an optimal level. Well, again, people don't understand neuroticism. And also, it links into depression, because that heightened awareness and reaction to negative stimuli and situations, that has high correlations to depression. So that's something that I urge people, and you especially, just go to Wikipedia, look up neuroticism, and it's got tons of great information. I'm really...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, finish your thought, and then I'll share mine.
Yeah, just one more thing, and I'll let you go. I don't know how long you're going to be in the Chicago area, but if you've never visited the Baha'i Temple in Wilmette, Illinois, it is one of the architectural wonders of the world, not just the United States. I mean, it is stupendously beautiful. Cool. Have you ever been there?
I have not, and I won't have time on this trip. It's going to be a real fast in and out.
All right.
But to your point about neuroticism, just let me respond to you. I completely agree with you. And I think it's important, though, to distinguish between inherited neuroticism or genetic neuroticism, or typically what we call this is temperament, versus exogenous, circumstance caused neuroticism, where people begin behaving in ways that are slight deviations from the norm as a consequence of psychic injury, throughout their lives, death of a parent or divorce or, losing your home to a flood. I mean, these kind of things alter our behavior, and sometimes in long term, particularly if we're very young when they happen, and can produce what appears to be neuroticism, but really is injury, is a wounding.
Exactly.
So, but I think that if we make that distinction between the two so that we're only talking about temperament, basically, we're talking about baseline neuroticism, the stuff that we're born with, then I completely agree with you, Peter, and I think your analysis is brilliant. I now have to move along.
Hold on, quick thing.
Say what? Okay.
Can you, on your LinkedIn profile, or LinkedIn, please post something about ADHD and how it relates to business, and I will share the heck out of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All over the place.
I'll try to remember to do that this weekend.
Most of your posts are kind of like political and everything, and I think you've got a built-in audience for your book on LinkedIn, and maybe even write a new book that's more business-oriented.
Well, I wrote a book about how to be successful in business with ADHD. It's called Adult ADD or Adult ADHD, and it's basically a business book for people, for hunters in a farmer's world. So, Peter, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
Please post it on LinkedIn so I can share it.
I'll do it. Okay, thank you. Scott in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Scott.
I remember your letter to your wife from 2025, and I really agree that is what's going to happen in the worst-case scenario where Trump steals the election.
Yeah, I should probably publish that again. It's been about a year, I think, since I published that.
Yeah, I even agree with your timeline. It'll be about 6 months. We will be full-on total fascism. What bothers me in this worst-case scenario, why wouldn't the Democrats bend the Constitution, abandon some of these traditions that we have, and simply say no? Oregon, California, Washington, D.C., Illinois here, New York, New England, Maryland, Washington State, you know, would, if they could all get together and say, no, we are the United States, and we're not going to allow Trump to take over.
Well, that's what we do in elections, Scott.
I'm talking about worst-case scenario.
Oh, if he becomes president. So you're talking about essentially high levels of resistance or even secession.
It's more like kicking them out. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say that. You just say, we're not going to accept your representatives and give them voting power in Congress until you have a proper elections where everyone gets an equal vote with equal ease.
Yeah, no, I understand the sentiment behind your thoughts, Scott, and, you know, in an ideal world maybe, but I don't think that we're going to be able to kind of selectively enforce this within blue state. It's going to be a real challenge. It's going to be real interesting to see. I mean, we've seen some blue state governors, you know, like particularly Gavin Newsom in California, basically stand up to Trump during the Trump presidency and challenge Trump post-presidency. And it'll be real interesting to see if Trump becomes president, to what extent blue states go out of their way to try to protect their people. It can be a real challenge. I mean, I remember when Trump sent Border Patrol agents into Portland without any identification in unmarked vans to drive around the city and kidnap and beat up protesters. It was completely criminal action on Trump's part, for which Merrick Garland never bothered to prosecute him. And our governor was unable to do anything about it or didn't do anything about it. I don't know which was the case. Our mayor was complaining, but, I don't know, Scott. It would make probably a terrible dystopian science fiction novel, what happens with Trump. Is somebody clicking the... Yeah, I just lost power over here.
Not here.
Anyhow, we're still on the air? Yeah. Okay. All right. So it would be a real challenge, but... I have appear to have lost my computer. And let me try to, yeah, let's just hit the break here. And we'll be right back. I have, okay, well, we can just go to the break, Sean, and we can fill it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right up there. And then Taylor Swift, of course, endorsed Kamala Harris. And that went to her 283 million Instagram followers, which led to, in just the first few hours afterwards, 338,000 new visitors to vote.org, where you can sign up to, or vote.gov, excuse me, vote.gov, where you can
sign up to vote. To a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the three-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NBS.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here, because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media.
Media app.
The surface of the worm itself produces a drug that downregulates your immune system. And, like Osel, that 6,000-year-old guy that they found on the mountainside in Austria, he had worms in his gut, right? And so throughout human history, we all had worms that were downregulating our immune system by, say, 10%, so that we wouldn't reject the worms. Then the question becomes, what happens when you get rid of those worms? Well, which is what we've done since we started, really over the last 60 or 70 years, because, this all has to do with flush toilets and no longer having outhouses and all this kind of stuff. And it appears that an awful lot of these diseases, severe allergies and things like that, are the result of an overactive immune system. So the hygiene hypothesis says that our houses are too clean, our intestines are too clean, and as a result, number one, we're not exposed to allergens that normally we would be as children. In fact, there's a new study out showing that if you feed babies stuff that contains peanuts, they will not grow up to have peanut allergies. And a whole generation of kids were raised not giving them peanuts as a kid in fear of triggering allergies, when actually it works the exact opposite way around. So
right,
that's my rant.
The exposure theory, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm hearing music. I'm hearing a song here in the background, Sean. Thank you.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, okay. No longer. I think we just fixed it. So anyhow, that's what I think is going on, but, I don't think that it's some kind of weird conspiracy. I think it's just, the nature of, life in the big city.
Yeah, I know that was a conspiracy. I just know it's so weird that all things are happening all at once. And plus, we're seeing also with issues in the environment, too. They're also seeing triggering things like autism and other conditions.
Yeah, yeah. If you Google helminthic therapy, there's a site, I'm forgetting the name of the site, but if you just Google helminthic therapy, you'll find, a whole lot of literature and a couple of websites on this. They're actually prescribing hookworms in Germany to people who have intestinal problems and have, severe autoimmune disorders. So interesting stuff. I got to run, Sean. Thanks for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Kamala Harris, if you are listening, you gave your campaign a shot in the arm yesterday by having Liz Cheney on. That was simply phenomenal. Now we need to repeat that and double down and get those 283 million fans from Taylor Swift into your column, ma'am.
Yeah.
And, we need to do that because we can't afford to lose this election and leave it up to chance.
No, I'm with it. Did you see Bruce Springsteen came out and endorsed Kamala Harris yesterday?
Say again?
Bruce Springsteen yesterday formally announced his support for Kamala Harris, endorsed her yesterday.
Okay, that's good. But Kamala Harris needs to have Taylor Swift standing on a stage next to her, just like she did Liz Cheney, in my opinion.
I don't disagree, although I generally don't think of Taylor Swift as a great political commentator. But we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. Larry, thanks for the call. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's up?
It's fine, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Excuse me.
How are you? What's on your mind?
Just fine. Someone down the road. Well, I told you, screener, I'm currently over in Tennessee in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And there was an editorial today in the Tennessean, which is certainly not a right-wing paper, asking the same question that people, I have friends that live in Nashville, quite a few, mm-hmm. about why is it taking so long for FEMA to bring aid in? It's taken longer than it did for Katrina.
Well, yes and no. The problem is, physically getting stuff in. But we're throwing as many resources against Helene as we did against Katrina. This is, one of the questions that I would ask is, why is it that Republicans for years, for at least a decade for sure, have consistently voted against expanding the FEMA budget?
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, I don't understand that either.
Why does Project 2025 want to basically put the agency out of business?
Well, knowing the fact, you know, I'm not a Trump guy, but, you know, Project 2025 reminds me of anything that comes out of a think tank. And I've seen it on liberal think tanks. I've seen it on conservative think tanks. You know, the idea is it's some plan that I would think it would be very hard, even the Democrats control Congress, to get any of that information.
I don't think there's anything in Project 2025 that I haven't heard Republicans talking about since Barry Goldwater. I mean, it's actually a toned-down version of David Koch's 1980 libertarian campaign platform. I get it. Bill, well, thanks. I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Mark in Las Vegas. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi there. Hold on. There we go. Turned off voice. So a couple of things for you. Anything goes Friday. One is on Tina Peters. There was a crazy tidbit that I think passed by people in many cases, and that was her insistence that she couldn't go to prison because she needed a magnetic bed. And I think this speaks to a lot of the issues on the right, Marjorie Taylor Greene on, where what you really have is you have mental illness at work.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when police accost people oftentimes with mental illness, they act as if they can respond rationally to what's going on, which cannot be the case.
Right.
You know, and even people who are on drugs or drunk and so forth, you see this all the time. The problem in talking to people on the right is that we assume we can change their mind with rational arguments. And in many cases, like Tina Peters and on, they're so far into the mental illness that I'm not sure how they could be brought out of it.
Yeah, I think that's true of Mike Lindell as well. You know, I really feel sorry for the guy. He's destroyed his business, or at least much of it. I mean, he's screwed up his own life. It's got to be tough. It's got to be real tough.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was the southern border. Now, if you just look at it geographically, we know that the border was established between Mexico and the United States about, well, not quite 2,000 miles of it runs right through the Rio Grande River. So people talking about a wall are crazy for a different reason. It's like, are we going to take Mexico's territory? Are we going to give up some of ours? Would it really matter?
I mean, well, we've been building the wall on our side of the Rio Grande. And the problem with the Rio Grande is that because we and Mexico are using so much water out of the tributaries that feed it, in many places it's no longer deep enough to really represent a barrier to people crossing.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in having a barrier between us and Mexico in that sense anyway.
Right.
But there are 50 ports of entry. The majority of what people are afraid of, fentanyl and everything, is being brought over by U.S. citizens right through those ports of entry.
That's correct.
Much of the terrain in between those is extremely rugged country. And building a wall there doesn't make sense because we have these things called ports and airports. And people can fly in from Canada and so forth. So a wall is a waste of time. China should have taught us that.
Yeah, I get it. Thanks for the call, Mark. Good to hear from you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, you know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail-order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.